Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hi, it's Daily Ticker time here on a Wednesday. We talked to the guy last week. It was good news for the Bengals, so let's bring him on again and see how he feels about the divisional round. Charlie Goldsmith joining us at @CharlieG_ on Twitter. We'll give him a follow. He covers the Reds and the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Charlie, thanks for the time, man. What was... Oh, you can hit your sound effect button over there. What was the feeling like, man? I mean, take me behind the scenes there. They win the first playoff game in, what, 30 years, 31 years, whatever it's been. What was the vibe like, the mood like, and how has the city felt here the last couple of days?
There were two completely separate tracks in terms of the reaction. The first was a completely separate track by Joe Burrow, setting the tone of how much more he thinks the Bengals are capable of. To me personally, Burrow's tone just sounded like they had just beaten the Jets in week 8 instead of giving the Bengals their first playoff win in decades. The city, on the other hand, there was an acknowledgement of that side of the coin as well. Head coach Zach Taylor gave the game ball to the city of Cincinnati. And when I say gave, he and a few other representatives went to a couple bars around the city to present game balls to real fans in person following the win. So while on one hand there's the expectation that this is what they were capable of, on the other hand there is a full acknowledgement that they made history.
Charlie, they're a young team, and I liked them to you know, what they could do against the Raiders, but now they take on the one seed, a Tennessee Titan team who we just talked about, doesn't really get the respect of Buffalo or Kansas City, but it's a young team, first playoff win in 30 years. I hear what you're saying about Burrow, but where's your concern level of young team going all in and enjoying this first playoff victory in a season where they kind of came out of nowhere for a lot of people and accomplishing something like that to quickly pivoting and going into a divisional round game?
Yeah, certainly one of the unknowns. You can say a similar thing about the Titans, a team that's completely revamped an entire defense this season and has people at huge positions at cornerback and on the defensive line as well. Overall, I guess for a team, for any team that hasn't quite been in this position, it's certainly a new stage. And that's why you want to see what can Joe Burrow and what can the rest of the Bengals' young core, as you mentioned, how do they rise to this stage is the defining moment of the, is the defining question of the week.
I mean, the biggest question mark about this game, I think for a lot of folks, Charlie, is just what is the status of Derrick Henry? Is he playing? And if he plays, how healthy is he going to be? I mean, is that making things tougher on Cincinnati's end on how they game plan? What are they saying about that? Because we just know when Derrick Henry's in there, how dominant he's been in the NFL, and he carried this team to the AFC Championship game a couple years ago. What are they saying about game planning around the Derrick Henry stuff?
Yeah, we've seen this kind of similar stories in the regular season over the past couple of years where the Bengals haven't been certain if a star quarterback was playing or a star edge rusher was playing from the opposite team. And here's Zach Taylor's philosophy. With the offense, he'll say their offense is their offense, whether or not Henry plays and no matter how much Henry plays. Notice that even though Henry missed half the season, the Titans still lead the entire NFL in rushing attempts. So, again, it's impossible to know exactly how much Henry is going to be able to give Tennessee this week, but the philosophy is going to be selling out on stopping the run, knowing that that at the core is the heart of the Titans offense. So more defensive tackles on the field, stacking the box, linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage, bringing safety Von Bell up like he's a middle linebacker, doing all of those wrinkles just like you would do if Henry was at full strength. even if Henry's only playing a few snaps.
Well, you know, Charlie, I'm curious about Joe Burrow because a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people putting him in this, you know, top blank quarterbacks left in the playoffs conversation, and he played a good game against the Raiders. What's it been like for 2 years, right? He has a good start to his rookie year, then he gets injured, he's out the rest of the year, he comes back this year. Nobody's picking them to get the divisional round game. They play well, and he has a good season. What's it been like for 2 years, and what have you learned about Joe Burrow so far in Cincinnati?
The stat I like to start with is that this year he led the NFL in yards per attempt, and he led the NFL in completion percentage. I don't know how that's possible, that he was the most efficient and the most explosive quarterback. He set two goals for this season. One, he wanted to improve his arm strength, specifically to become a better deep passer. And two, he wanted to be able to do more on extended plays outside the pocket, on third down in particular. And I could rattle off 10 of the most important plays of the season where Burrow showcased those exact things. He had one of the best seasons in NFL history in how many 40-yard completions he made, specifically to Ja'Marr Chase. I could point to that touchdown to Tyler Boyd against the Raiders right before halftime where the whistle blew. But regardless, Burrow still created an incredible play with his accuracy and his sense of freelancing skills outside the pocket. He has achieved all of his goals for this season, and he's playing as well as anyone in the AFC.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Charlie Goldsmith is our guest, covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer at @CharlieG_ on Twitter. Go give him a follow. You know, when you look at the matchup, and I think this is a very exciting game for the divisional round just because all the storylines we're talking about, some people not expecting much out of Tennessee, and Cincinnati's this newcomer to the party. You got this great young quarterback. What are the... If Cincinnati is to pull off this win, what is the strength you think that is going to carry them to that they could take advantage of against Tennessee?
Zach Taylor's whole thing, another thing he has is he tries to come up with a completely unique game plan for every game based on the opposing team's strengths. He asks himself, what style of game is this going to be? So now look at the Titans. They have one of the very best run defenses in all of football. They don't necessarily have scary edge rushers, and their starting cornerback, one's an 11-year veteran, Janoris Jenkins, who, to be honest, isn't at all the physical presence he was at the line of scrimmage earlier in his career. And the other Titans starting quarterback is a young player, first year as a starter. That guy was Burrow and Chase's teammate at LSU and was someone that there are legendary stories of Burrow and Chase clicking in practice. To be honest, kind of at that quarterback's expense a little bit. I think that the Bengals have every reason to believe that their best path to victory this week is putting the ball in Burrow's hands 40 times in this game and seeing just how far the passing offense can take them.
Well, you know, Charlie, we talked about Cincinnati going into the draft, and one of the positions of need was offensive linemen. And, you know, Penei Sewell out of Oregon was kind of right in that conversation. And for many, it seemed like it was Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase. I'm curious to know, because we've seen how amazing Ja'Marr Chase has been, and man, was he a beast against the Raiders. What was the reaction when they made that pick, when they decided to go wide receiver instead of addressing the offensive line with a player potentially that could last a decade protecting Joe Burrow? Was that a popular pick? Were people kind of against it at first and wanted the offensive line to be addressed? How did people feel about Ja'Marr Chase when they made that pick?
It flashed back to where the Bengals were too at that moment in time. Zach Taylor entered this season, according to Vegas, as the most likely coach to be fired during the season. So when he picked Ja'Marr Chase, he made a statement that this is what I believe is the most valuable thing this offense needs over a tackle. And to be honest, if that decision ended up being wrong and Chase didn't click the way that he has and the offensive line continued to be a problem, the Bengals certainly don't win as many games. And if they don't cross a certain threshold, you know, we're at this point of the year talking about Zach Taylor's future with the Bengals. Now, it turns out the complete flip side was true. They drafted Chase, who is a Pro Bowl starter, ranked top five in the NFL in receiving yards, and might be the most one of the most explosive receivers in the NFL, except for maybe a Davante Adams or a Cooper Kupp. They nailed that pick, and Taylor's vision for how Chase would add to the offense has completely been proven right. There's one throw in particular, like Burrow's thrown the ball to Chase before Chase even turns, and Chase is so good at creating separation that he's making that easy catch. You don't need offensive linemen playing at an elite level to make plays like that. The Bengals got that decision right.
That's a good point. Last one, Charlie. Did they get it done? I mean, are they going to go into Tennessee and pull off an upset?
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick them. I think that the quarterback is such an advantage in the Bengals' favor, and I think that Derrick Henry, one, is so much of a question. And two, the Bengals, these teams played last year, and the Bengals stopped Henry and won that game. and that was just a four-win Bengals team. I've been impressed with their schemes defensively this season and how they've stopped the run, and I think that'll be enough, plus the Burrow factor, to make it to their first AFC title game since the 80s.
Interesting. Yeah, it'd be huge.
Boy,
if they did it.
Wild.
If they do it, hey, we'll have to have you on again next week, man. You've been a good luck charm for the Bengals. We'll see if they can get it done. Charlie Goldsmith, he covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer at @CharlieG_ on Twitter. Thanks so much again for the time this morning, man. We'll see if the prediction is right. And if it is, hey, we'll catch up again next week, all right?
Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.